This is the Live Your Edge podcast, episode 45. Hello, everyone. This is Gilbert Joy, your host. Welcome to the Live Your Edge podcast. Today, we'll be speaking with Aaron Walker. Aaron is the CEO and founder of View from the Top and Pursuit of Excellence. Aaron has been in business for over 38 years. He's an entrepreneur, devout husband, and community leader. Aaron has been in a personal mastermind with his friend, financial guru Dave Ramsey, for over 2 decades. In the last couple of years, Aaron has had the privilege of organizing and running over 15 mastermind groups. So it's only right that today we'll be speaking solely on masterminds, why you should join them, what benefit you get out of it, and so much more. So put your hands together and give a warm welcome to Aaron Walker. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Live Your Edge podcast. I'm here with Aaron Walker from View from the Top. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Hey, Gilbert. Thanks for having me today. I really appreciate it.
So today we're going to be talking about masterminds and the importance of being part of one. And it's something that in Asia, it's not really well known, or there's not a lot of mastermind groups. And I see that changing in the next couple of years, because I'm a firm believer that the future is, it belongs to having physical connection, having communications that get people into the room, get them brainstorming, get them sharing ideas and working together on their business, right? So primarily the mastermind we're going to be referencing to is masterminds that would help businesses. If you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, you're thinking about starting a business. And what we would like to start with is, Aaron, why don't you share with us how you came about to learning about masterminds, and what has been the impact of masterminds in your life?
Yeah, great question, Gilbert. I'll give you just a little backdrop of my history. 41 years now as an entrepreneur. We've owned 14 businesses, some of those online, some bricks and mortar. I retired about 8 years ago when I turned 50, and some of my mastermind members, which include like Dave Ramsey, Dan Miller, Ken Abraham, Jeff Mosley, these are some local guys that we've been doing masterminding together for decades now. They encouraged me to start coaching. So I started a coaching program, helping people to grow personally and professionally. And as a result of a great marketing strategy, we couldn't scale one-on-one. So we started mastermind groups called Iron Sharpens Iron. And now we host 15 mastermind groups. We're in 7 different countries, and we're helping change lives both personally and professionally. So it is a very purpose-driven type of mastermind groups that we have, and it's to help radical transformation both in our businesses and in our personal life. So thank you for asking me that. How I first got involved in mastermind groups, I was invited to be in Dave Ramsey's mastermind group. He's the financial guru located in Nashville, Tennessee. He's on 800 radio stations daily with 12 million monthly listeners. Mm-hmm. And he has a very, very broad reach helping people to get out of debt. Dave and I've been friends now for almost 3 decades. I sponsored his show for 21 consecutive years. And out of that, wow, we built quite the friendship. So he asked me to belonged to and joined his mastermind group when he first formulated this many years ago. And quite honestly, Gilbert, it transformed my life. It helped me understand that there's great value in being in community. And when I say community, I mean accountability groups, small groups, mastermind groups, things of this nature. And what it helped me to realize is that isolation is the enemy to excellence. And when you surround yourself with people of like mind with the same core values, you can exponentially grow your personal and your business platform. And it just helped me understand the difference in relationships, resources, having great community, accountability, different perspective, helping you push through blind spots, helping you to accentuate your superpowers and help you understand how to scale your business and your personal life. And so it has absolutely radically transformed my personal life.
Do you have any examples in the particular that you like to highlight for how the mastermind helped your business and your life?
Yeah, Gilbert, here's the thing. We only have one perspective, right? We were raised in a family and we have different filters. Each and every person has different filters. And you can't see outside of the bottle if you're too close. And so what the mastermind does is it gives you perspective. And I think that's one of the strongest values of being in a mastermind group is that it gives you opportunity to see things from a different perspective. And so oftentimes I would go with a great idea thinking it was the best, like, because I get out of the shower every day and I've got three amazing ideas until I take it to my mastermind group and they say, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Or, hey, Big A, you're on to something here. And I think if I introduce you to this person, or if you build this framework, or you really push through this, I think it could be something amazing. So it really gives you the rocket fuel to catapult you to the next level, or it puts a roadblock up and says, hold on, time out. Let's take another look at what the possibilities could be. So when you have non-biased, trusted advisors that are around you on a weekly basis, they identify who you are as a person, they know the way you think, and they offer different objectives. And so for me, it's transformed my life because it's just simply given me a different perspective.
Okay. So a new perspective is probably one of the most valuable things that we can have, because again, we have these filters and they prevent us from seeing outside of ourselves. And a mastermind group, again, how big are these groups typically?
Yeah, 10 to 12 people in a group. And really, when there's more than that, you don't get much airtime individually. And it needs to be an intimate setting where you can get to know everybody on a very personal level. Because, Gilbert, if I were to tell you to do something today that didn't align with your personal objectives or it didn't coincide with your core values, it wouldn't be a topic that would take you to the next level. So it's important, as Jim Rohn says, we are the average of the five people we spend the most time with. You want to align yourself with people that have similar objectives, the same core values, people that are willing to make a commitment to be held accountable, to be willing to subject yourself to the scrutiny of those that are around you for your greater good. And they have to be non-biased, because when they have skin in the game, or when they don't have skin in the game, they don't have anything to win or lose. And so they're going to give you a very objectionable opinion. And so I just think it's important, first and foremost, those people that you surround yourself with. Perspective is just one of many. It's the building of the relationships. It's giving you insight. It's giving you the ability to push through upper limit challenges. It's creating a community within the community. It's giving people permission to hold you accountable. It's giving you leverage for other persons that are within their sphere of influence. You know, there's nothing like a personal recommendation, and personal relationships open doors that nothing else will open. So when you're in a group of similar persons as yourself and they have huge platforms, an introduction to that person, you go to the head of the line because they're giving you a personal introduction. So I call it ARP. AARP, it gives you accountability, it gives you access, it gives you resources, and it gives you perspective. And that's the value of being in a mastermind.
So you mentioned that you are the average of the five people you surround yourself with, and that is really the core premise of the mastermind, which is get high quality people being part of it. So how, like as a founder of these masterminds, how do you determine who gets to join?
Yeah, we do a very extensive application process, and we go through this application making sure that your values align with the group, looking at what you're willing to give, not just take, because we're looking for givers, not takers. Because if you are in a group of givers, your natural reciprocity is going to be they're going to want to give back. And so we're really looking for people that are willing to share, not hold your cards close to your chest and hide all the secret sauce. We're looking for people that have an abundance mindset, not a scarcity mindset. And when we really understand that you fit within the parameters and the framework of the avatar that we're looking for, you'll stay for years on end. And we help you be successful because you're aligning with the principles and the core values and the mission statement of that mastermind.
Okay, makes sense. And how would these masterminds be structured? As you mentioned, getting 10 to 12 people for the mastermind is probably the ideal number. What kind of like the day-to-day operations look like?
Good question. That's a great question. All of our masterminds are virtual. They're not in person, so you can be anywhere. We have people oftentimes in different time zones on different days of the week on the same call. We have folks in Australia, folks in the U.S. You know, they've already lived today, and so they're on the call, and it's tomorrow for them. It's kind of comical that we're on the same call. But what I have found out is people are more willing to be vulnerable and transparent from afar than they are in the same geographic location. Take, for example, Gilbert, if you're in a group with someone in your community and your wives play tennis together at the local country club, you're a little bit timid and shy about, you know, sharing with your group that maybe you're experiencing some relationship problems or there's some financial problems that you're experiencing in your business. Because if Billy goes home and tells his wife and then you're playing tennis together the next day, there's a little bit of confidentiality risk there. And so we don't want anybody to breach those. So what we have found in the virtual groups that people are willing to share more faster and be more vulnerable and transparent with someone that is in Texas and Tennessee rather than in the same geographic area. That's one of the benefits. The second benefit, there's no travel time. When I was meeting with my group in person, there was 30 to 45 minutes travel time. We get there 20 minutes later, we start. We talk for an hour and a half. We talk for 20 minutes after the group out in the lobby, and then there's 45 minutes back home. This takes up 4 hours of my day. Mm-hmm. With the online groups, you sign on 1 hour, you sign off, and you're finished. No travel time. You can do it from the comfort of your home. You can do it from your office. If you're on vacation, if you're traveling on business, you can still make your call. So that's another benefit of being virtual.
So you mentioned that there's these two main benefits of being virtual. Would there be any like drawback of it being virtual versus having it in person? And would there be additional benefit for any particular benefit for being in person?
Well, some of the downside, and there's nothing like shaking someone's hand or hugging their neck or being able to hang out at Starbucks and drinking coffee together. I don't think there's anything that ever takes the place of human connection. I think we're created to be in community, and I think that isolation is the enemy to excellence. And I think that when you withdraw and you're not participating, I do think that virtual runs a very close second, and it's almost probably going to surpass from a benefit standpoint to the in-person for some of the reasons that I've already mentioned. The other thing that's so good is because the groups are so diverse. If you're in a community, you may limit yourself from the diversity of the groups. Different ethnic groups. There's different country benefits if you have an interest in being in other countries. So there's a real diversity that can really add a different perspective to the groups. And so I just personally think the virtual is better primarily than the in-person, except nothing replaces the human connection.
So would there be any opportunity that people do get together for, like, say, a summit once a year?
We do that, yeah. Well, we do that. We actually bring everybody together every 6 months here in Nashville. Our mastermind groups are called Iron Sharpens Iron, and we meet every 6 months in October and in April every year in Nashville, Tennessee. We have 150 men in our group right now, and 130 of them are coming to Nashville at the end of October. This will be our 8th live meetup, and we have breakout sessions. We just had one in this past April. We had Mike Michalowicz was one of our guest speakers. Brian Moran was one of the guest speakers. We've had Ken Davis. We've had Dan Miller. We've had countless people that I could call names that you would be familiar with that are our guest speakers. We do breakout sessions where we'll have 6 breakout sessions. We'll have the ultimate man in the middle at these, where you come and everyone circles the wagon and really tears down a business plan, or will really help people strengthen their relationships if it's personal issues that they're dealing with. And we spend an inordinate amount of time for 2.5 days. We have entertainment that is there as well. And it's just where you further solidify those relationships. And we do that at our expense. So all of your hotel is paid, all the food, the entertainment, the speakers, everything is paid by us. So your only cost is to get there. And once you do that, all the expenses are on us.
Mm. So that allows them to really bond, because online is just only a certain level of, you know, connection they can get. But once you get offline, it's
It really solidifies the deal, right? And that's the reason that people hang around for years and years and years in our groups, is because we do offer this human connection twice a year, and it just rock solid solidifies the relationship. And then for 6 months, they're online. They get to see each other again twice a year, and the relationships just continue going forward.
Mm. So I'm familiar with some mastermind groups that are, you know, they have their purpose, you know, like you said, they have their values and their criteria for entry. But they also seem to be, some of them seem to be more geared towards the profit generating side.
Sure.
And do you see Iron Sharpens Iron as in that category, or you're more like laid back in the sense where it's not really about being a very profitable mastermind, but more about the value that's created within the mastermind?
No, that's not the case at all. So we're a very structured organization. Okay. If you're going to invest your time, energy, effort, and money with us, we're going to make sure you receive a 10x return on investment. And the way we have structured this is that there's a theme every month. There's books that we're reading, the Bezos Letters right now by Steve Anderson, and we apply the business principles to our business life. And then we have an accountability tool that you fill out every single week, highlighting the 10 most valued things that we're trying to accomplish. There's 2 men in the middle every single week, to where we focus on you personally and professionally. It's about 60% professional, 30% personal, and 10% spiritual. I was really involved heavily early on in my career in making huge levels of success, and I almost lost my family as a result of it. And I pledged then to never take for granted the value of my family. So I don't want to offer as a sacrifice my family at the benefit of growing my business. And so we really focus on the family unit as well.
Got it. So if someone would like to, hearing this, but also like to have, whether they join a mastermind or maybe they decide that their own personal community could use a mastermind, how would they go about starting one and structuring it?
Yeah, that's a great question. The best way is to invest in a program that we have called the Mastermind Playbook. And you can find out more about that at themastermindplaybook.com. And this is 30 videos and 90 tools that we completely lay out for you step by step, how you can create, grow, and scale masterminds to the level that we have. Gilbert, people call me on a regular basis saying, Aaron, how in the world have you scaled masterminds to the level that you had? So I started thinking through that and I said, you know, I'll create kind of a business in a box and we'll lay out no stone unturned, a platform and a framework for people to emulate. And they too can create, grow, and scale masterminds to the level that we have. What's exciting about this, Gilbert, is that someone with no previous experience can take my 20 years of experience and they can follow it step by step. And we lay out every single fundamental step and practice that you need to run a very, very profitable, you know, mid to high end six figure mastermind groups. And so this is perfect for podcast hosts, for coaches. You can have, it can really become your primary income, not just a secondary income, because with two mastermind groups, if you're charging $500 a member per month, it's a six-figure business with 20 people. So with a $7,500 investment into a business in a box, you can get your money back in 45 days with two groups. And so it only takes, quite honestly, you can get your money back with one group in 45 days once the group is complete. So it's a huge return on investment to start your own mastermind.
So when you see, like, typically how much would someone charge for their mastermind?
We're seeing $300 to $700 a month is the average that persons without huge audiences are charging for their mastermind. You want to be careful not to charge too little because there'll be a perception there's no value. And a lot of people are under the impression that they have to have every answer to every question. All you've got to do is present the framework by which people can meet with a very structured process that adds value. And if you do that, anyone out there can host a mastermind. The problem is people don't know how to host the platform. They don't know the strategic methods by which to enlist members. They don't know the framework by doing themes and questions and books and topics each and every month. They don't know the platform to host it on. They don't know how to do the accountability groups. They don't know how to host live events. And we teach you how to do every bit of that inside of the Mastermind Playbook.
And you're saying that, you know, within 30 days, you know, 40, like you said, 45 days, they can start generating a profitable mastermind by going through your mastermind playbook and being able to learn all of these different steps and use all the tools that you mentioned to again, like you said, generate a even like, you know, 5-6 figure mastermind in no time.
Without any problem whatsoever. And we have social proof that it works because I host 15 mastermind groups. 5 years ago, I didn't have an online presence at all. And today we host 15 mastermind groups. So you can do it as well.
What was the level of time involvement for someone that wants to run a mastermind group, not just be part of one?
You know, Gilbert, it depends on the level of value that you want to add. You know, the groups that we host are 1 hour a week, which is 4 hours per month. And then there's prep time. There's marketing time that's involved. But two groups there again are $120,000 a year at $500 a month. So you do the math, depending on the amount. That's a lot more than a lot of people make at their full-time job. Nonetheless, having a mastermind group that is partial time. So I would safely say it would take you 3 to 6 hours per week if you really do a great job. So probably one day a week.
Got it. So moving forward, for those that are interested in a mastermind, starting a mastermind, you know, being part of a mastermind, I mean, even if they want, let's say they don't want to make their own mastermind, they want to be part of a mastermind, whether it's yours, is Iron Sharpens Iron, or it's another one. How would their criteria be for evaluating which mastermind is suitable for them, given that, let's assume they're all virtual?
Yeah, it just depends on what your objectives are. If it's primarily business focused, then I would be looking for business related. I would highly suggest and recommend that you get involved in a mastermind group that covers every dynamic of your life, whether it be personal or professional or spiritual. I would want a well-rounded life, because if you come home one day with a pocket full of money to a house full of strangers, you're still a loser. And I don't want to teach people just to be successful financially. You know, Gilbert, not to be a downer, but I had a very horrific automobile accident in 2001 where I ran over and killed a pedestrian. And it really made me reorient my focus. I retired at 27 years old. I sold out to a Fortune 500 company. And I thought a level of success for me was going to be, I'm going to sit on Easy Street the remainder of my life. But what I found out was, is I had no purpose. There was no reason for me to get up each and every day. And so I changed my focus and started looking outward and helping other people become very successful. And as a result of that, I'm twice as significant and much more financially secure than I've ever been as a result of focusing on other people. So I just want to encourage the listeners today to not be so focused on just making money, because that's not going to scratch the itch like you think it's going to scratch the itch. What you need to do is discover why you want to start a mastermind group, how you want to transform the lives of other people, how you want to look outward and help those that are in your sphere of influence. And then that natural reciprocity comes back to you 10x, and people want to be around you because you're bringing the light, you're bringing the challenges, you're bringing the accountability, and they want to be in your sphere of influence, because as a result of having known you, you're changing their life. And when you have this mental switch and you have a growth mindset, you too can be very successful and significant as you lead your mastermind groups.
Those that listen to this want to follow you, want to, you know, get more information about, I'm going to put the links for Iron Sharpens Iron in the description. How can they find out more about you, Aaron?
Yeah, thank you. You know, if you want to listen to other podcast interviews that I've done or things like that, you can simply Google Aaron Walker, View from the Top. And I've done over 1,500 podcast interviews in the past 60 months. And so I love sharing our message and what we're trying to accomplish. I'm happy for you to go there. You can connect with me on viewfromthetop.com. But if you're really interested in doing and replicating what I've done individually, you really need to consider the mastermindplaybook.com. That is a very, very inexpensive way to get maximum ROI on the investment in building your own mastermind groups. And a lot of people say, Big A, everyone calls me Big A. Big A, why would you share the secret sauce? Because I have an abundance mindset. There's 7 billion people on the planet. I'll never reach all the people. And if I've got something that can accelerate your success, I'm more than willing to share that. And so what we've learned over the past 20 years is compiled into the mastermind playbook, and that alone will take you to the next level. So reach out, themastermindplaybook.com.
There you have it, Aaron Walker. And that's it for the show today. So those that want to know more, check out the description. I placed all the links there, and we will see you on the next episode.